And we are live. So what's great is you can kind of chart a dad's ambition through the stages of parenthood, I think. Because almost like before parenthood, it's I want to change the world and achieve my dreams.
Yes.
Entering parenthood, it kind of like, oh, okay, I just want to make sure the kid's okay and he feels, you know, he's happy and he's safe. It's a healthy baby. And then like, oh God, I just want one night of sleep. Just one night of sleep.
Yeah.
Then eventually just ends up to being, if it could just say yes once, just one yes, just a request and a yes. And
everybody, no.
That's all I'd want.
Won't happen.
And with, can we start the show, Jeff?
I don't know.
Damn it.
No.
The adult beverages are poured. The kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Yeah, the just not a single yes I get now.
Just
everything is
the worst.
Eat your food. Go to bed. Don't jump off the banister. Don't set fire to the car.
Basically, yep.
Uh-huh. Don't eat dirt. It's just everything's no. Everything is no.
Everything, all the time.
It's just like, I'm trying my best to not be that constant negative force where it's just, I don't want to be on top of him saying to him no to everything. Like, don't do that, don't do that. Just like give him some amount of autonomy so he can bounce about and try to have a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, like... Eat me half. Give me one yes. Like, I just want you to eat food, man.
Have you ever read one of those, like, parenting books before kids? And you're like, all right, you know, I won't be so negative. I won't say don't or no. And you're like, I didn't do this. I got this down. But then it's like death from a thousand cuts. You're like, no, no. I've heard it so many times today. I'm going to lay down that no. This is it.
Yeah. I don't know. That's one of the funny things, too, is that there's all of this input as far as like parenting, like what to do, what not to do. It's like, hey, have you ever said this to your kid? Like, yeah, I've said that before. Well, you damaged him for life. Well, great. Okay.
You're missing the context. Yeah.
Did you use coconut oil? Yes. What type of coconut oil? Oh God, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that you may have killed your kid. Damn it. Not again.
Everything's against it. Yeah.
Oh, so it's just all no's. Like the eating thing, we've lamented a bunch. I think you had the opposite problem, right? Your kids just eat.
They don't stop. They do not stop eating. We went to the doctor's appointment for my oldest son just recently, and they're like, he has to eat more. I'm like, are you kidding me? He eats everything all the time. He's like, no, he needs a night bed snack because he's slowing down his weight gain. We need more. I'm like,
oh my God.
The dude is a vacuum, so I don't know what's going on in your house. Again, we'll switch.
Please, please. As far as like you pull the doctor aside, you're like, Hey, listen, we can't, I don't have any more money for food, man. I can't
exactly,
do this.
We can't do this. Can you give him something like an injection? Like, can you just.
Is there any supplementation you can give?
So it's just a stick of butter. Just eat this stick of butter.
Give him some whey protein or something.
Yeah. Jeez.
That was one of the funny ones, actually, because I'll have whey protein after the gym and it looks like a shake. So the kid, you know, it's like, oh, I want some. And like.
Oh, God. Oh.
I don't know how I feel because like the one is like has been perfectly healthy but always been seen kind of as underweight.
Oh, okay.
And, like,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Then you're looking at this whey protein, you're like, huh.
I could try this.
You want this. It's kind of sweet. It's a lot of protein in it. But definitely a dad no-no, I'm sure.
Yeah. Did you use whey protein on your kid? Well, you might have screwed them up for life.
Well,
see, it all comes back. I don't know.
Swings a boat.
Might as well just do it.
So it feels like we're inundated with releases, but I mean, the two notable ones that I think we found was the release of Mario Kart Tour. So Mario Kart has come to mobile devices. It has broken free of your Nintendo devices. It's on mobile, Android and iOS.
Oh, yes.
And per our discussion, you have not had a race in it yet?
I have not. I've downloaded it. I have not booted it up. So I am new to this Mario Kart Tour experience.
All right. This is perfect. So this is what we're going to do. This is the dad voice play-by-play as Jeff attempts to get into the app and play a race. Let's I want to hear your impressions as you're going through this.
Okay, so I'm booting it up. This is live reaction. I already hate it.
Really?
Well,
are you,
okay,
being funny, or is it?
I had to link my Nintendo account, and now I'm in the tutorial stage, where I'm trying to race as Toadette, and I guess I picked the drifting method. There's two control methods. One is a drifting method, and I'm literally just sliding my finger across the screen. This is no effort. Okay, hold on. Graphics are nice, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how I feel about the portrait mode, though.
So I'll say there's a setting you can do, and it's kind of a shame that it's buried. But later on in settings, you can do something where you can angle the phone left and right, tilt it to do steering, and then swipe to power steer.
That's going to look ridiculous when I do this in the public. Are you kidding me? How do I fire things? Okay, never mind. I'm tapping things. Oh, there's no like out of bounds. You just kind of bump a wall.
That's friendly. It's not so unlike kid mode on normal one.
I'm on kid mode. Is that what you're saying? I'm on kid mode?
No. I'm just saying that's, I think the it's been made easy given the less than nuanced controls of this. So you're currently still in the...
I'm in the tutorial mode. It just gave me a helpful tip just for everyone to know. It said aim for first place. So that's a great tip.
Pro tip. Love
that's
it.
Amazing. But yeah, it runs nice. I'm on a iPhone XR, and it looks nice. I can't control it worth anything, though. It's going to take some time, and I don't know. I might be just overly critical of it, but it just seems very slow. I imagine you get, I got some sort of superpower. I got like 17 Koopa shells, and it's called the Frenzy. Have you ever got that before? And somehow I got first. I was so far behind, so I think it let me win. But yeah, first place, that's not, anyway, that's a tutorial. Like that's again,
So you booted it up. You had to link your Nintendo account to it, which you were a little bit put off about. You've gone through the tutorial, you managed to get first place.
Right. Yes.
Now after the race, when you're going through the rest of the congratulations on finishing your race, here's everything you got. What are your thoughts? How are you feeling about that one?
You know what? it asked me to... it wants to send me notifications. So that right there is a red flag to me because it's like, hey, your next race is ready. You know what I mean? Like going throughout your day. And now I have to download a whole bunch of data, 250 megs of an update of some sort to get into the Mario Kart World Tour that is now linked to my Nintendo account, like you said. So I don't like giving up my Nintendo account that easily. I don't know why it really needs it, besides just tracking what I do on here. But I will say it's for a first time user of Mario Kart, this is not the experience you want. So because it kind of gets rid of something. Oh my God! Now there's paywalls. Okay, hold on.
That's a hold part. On. I wanted you to do the menu. See, I was hoping you'd get to the menu part of it because there's a lot going on after you get through it. Getting into a race is kind of one part of it, but it really feels like only a quarter of the quote unquote experience of it all.
Yeah.
So Jeff has successfully gone through the tutorial. He's proceeded to download an update, linked his Nintendo account, which he didn't want to do, and now he's getting to the menus.
So the menu is just one. Well, right now there's only one race I can do, New York Minute.
Mm-hmm.
And now it gives me options. I get basically loot boxes. They're item boxes that cost coins or some sort of amount of things. Mm-hmm. And I can't select anything because I don't have anything. But I'm just going to tap on... I can get bonus points. I have to buy all the parts for my car. So you have to buy the sail,
those
wheels.
Are ones that are available to you, and then more become available.
Yes.
As you go through, or as you win through loot boxes, per this.
Right. So I can choose my speed now, and I get more stuff if I... get more speed. Now, are the people I'm facing, they have a whole bunch of different names. Are they real? Did we figure that out? I've heard.
So the problem was, I had my suspicions because I haven't lost a race. I haven't done a ton of races, but I haven't lost a single one.
Oh, look at
you. And I am not good at games, as we've well established. So it's been confirmed that they are fake players.
Oh, that's lovely.
But they put in their names?
Yes.
As such, because it's like JXXX542.
Yep.
You know, like they've put in all of these.
And international names too, so.
Yeah, like, even something like various Asian characters, like just anything. So you think it's like, oh, look at this. I'm actually racing against people. I'm winning. Nobody. No. Those are not people. Those are.
Yeah. This is, I don't know. Did you like it? I don't know. I can't get the hang of how this feels. This is just, maybe it's just too different from what I'm used to. But yeah, I don't know.
What was kind of upsetting about it, so the actual, you're in a race and you're swiping your screen. Look, it's not the most nuanced or advanced version of a Mario Kart game, fine. But it's on mobile, and you're just kind of, you're waiting in line, you're going to have a quick race before bed, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay, we can work with that.
Right.
Everything else around it was so confusing, and so grindy, as in if you do, you're only allowed so many races, I believe, within a time period before you have to buy more. You don't have access to this unless you pay more.
Yes.
You have to buy rubies, and then like my cart upgraded and my parachute upgraded, and I got to the end of it and there's all these numbers flying. I'm like, what is happening? Like, is this a tour? Is it?
Yeah.
You didn't get enough stars to advance, and just the noise around the experience was so unsettling.
Level two, yeah. Like everything pops up.
It was so hard to get into. Like I just found myself not really wanting to go back. Like I did a few races. I'm like, to get to the race was such a chore, basically.
Yeah.
And to see that it's just kind of this grind fest that's not really going to end. Like, I love playing a game of Mario Kart. Like, it's a blast. That's one of the funnest games out there.
Yeah. Very accessible, too.
The noise you have to do to get through it. And then to find out, like, to clearly see that they're not actual human players. Your first couple races, you just immediately get 5 stars and you can continue. And you're like, you're playing it soft, these first couple, to get me in. Like,
yeah, yeah. And they have all these experience bars where you get more points in the race. So does that mean you don't necessarily have to, you could be first at the end of it if you just gain points throughout the race? Like, do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
the points are, I think the points are just to give you stars. If you get enough stars, you unlock the next race.
Have you ever got less than 5 stars? Because
I haven't done enough races. I imagine it's possible.
Okay.
The thing is, like I said, as you progress, I imagine instead of 5 stars, it's going to cost like 40.
Oh, so
So you're going to just have to grind the heck out of it.
Right.
And then they have the premium economy. So if you don't want to grind, you can just purchase these rubies for like $4. And then, which brings us to one of the dirtiest things about this entire thing, where they have a monthly pass. There is a monthly pass for this game, which unlocks Mario. Which is absurd.
That is ridiculous. Like,
Mario of Mario Kart isn't available to you unless you unlock it for a like $5 a month subscription. And then you also get 200cc, so the fastest race car, which gets you the most points, which is just like...
Why?
That pricing is so out of whack.
It really is.
It's what a shame. It really is. Like, if it was just a... I can recall when Mario Run came out.
Yes.
It was expensive. I think it was something like $14.
Yeah, around there.
But it was a Mario game. Sure, it had some elements, but it really was not as overbearing as this. And it was a fun little Mario game, well-crafted.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you for the experience. Here's some money. This grindiness is just, it's really unbecoming of Nintendo. It's surprising. Well,
and this is Strike 2, because I downloaded Dr. Mario, a couple months ago? And it was the same thing. You could only do, you know, a level a day, or you had to spend whatever in-game currency to get another level, or you wait out the timer, and then the whole thing was based around just different things in the game that you have to earn to progress. And then if you didn't have those things, the level will become harder. So it's like this, like, it's not based on skill anymore. It's just based on inventory and how much money you want to spend to complete it. It's Nintendo, what are you doing?
Yeah, come on, guys. You were so much better than this.
They really were. And when they first got into the mobile market, everyone's like, you know, cautiously optimistic because they defend their brand like to the ends of the earth. And you'd think that with this, they must be making a ton of coin off it, but it kind of diminishes their image of Mario and family.
So we're watching just a clip of it playing. because the player in this one just cleared his first stage, it's like, hey, here's some rubies
right
for you. Yes. And because you got rubies, you can go to the pipe and fire it off.
Right, that you have to pull down. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can, which is their loot box basically, right?
Yes, it is.
So here's some rubies. So they're giving you a taste. Like, here's a little taste of it. And you're like, dude, Nintendo, that's filthy, man. Like, no. You want to have some premium stuff?
Okay. No.
You got to make money. But this is just, you're trying to hook people. Like, this is just classic hook, bait and hook type of models.
It's you know, it's that gambling scenario where now you're introducing, like, I wouldn't show this to my kids. I'd rather them play, like, I don't know, some other game that's more violent than this, because this gets them, like you said, it hooks them into, oh, I need that next thing to continue the game, and I didn't get what I wanted, so I gotta play it again. It's that gambling aspect, and you know, it's a me, Mario, it's my loot box. Like,
get a loot box.
Get the loot box. It only costs you 5 rubies. Ask your parents for the credit card.
It's also, there's coins, like. So here you go. So if you subscribe to the Gold Pass, you'll get some extra benefits, plus you unlock the 200cc. So you get gifts, you get special stickers and badges. Like, it's just like...
So why didn't they... I know, again, you know, money's driving this, but why didn't they just link this to your Nintendo Online account? Because I have one. So that is an annual subscription that gets me online. Why can't I link this? Because it's already linked my Nintendo account. Why don't I get a Gold Pass?
That is actually very bizarre. You're already paying them monthly.
Come on,
like, and they already linked, and they required your Nintendo account.
Yeah, so sell those passes. Like, if people said, "Hey, I can get access to everything," maybe that would sell, or that would sit better with me. But
you can imagine if it was as fun as
it costs more than
daily,
my Nintendo.
Daily challenges, daily selects. Like, oh, that's all that free gambling nonsense. That's really sad to see in this, but. A game as good as like Mario Kart 8 or, you know, just with these Mario Kart games that got rave reviews, people loved them.
Yeah.
And they somehow brought that to mobile and it was this fantastic experience and people got to play it. I'll bet it was going to be reduced no matter what. It's a mobile platform. You got to respect that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fine. But if it was you could feel it and enjoy it and it was wonderful. And then there was some additional stuff you could pay. Fine. But man, come on, Nintendo, what's up?
They totally ruined it. And I think you said it was, what, $6 a month for a subscription on this?
I think it's like five.
$5 is more than my Nintendo Online account, which is like $29 a year. Like, why are we doing this? You should have, again, if they didn't want to bring the full experience over for whatever reason, maybe it was, you know, maybe you are the coach of Mario Karts and you have to direct the Mario Karts around the course instead of playing with all these weird, I don't know, the game mechanics.
I'm watching this, like, the guy on screen just won a kart, but it wasn't for a character he has. I wonder if he can even use the kart.
Oh, likely not. Because I'm Toadette now, because I did my loot box gamble, and that's what they gave me as a character. And I see that the drivers are locked behind. I have to win a cup to go select one. And then I don't think, like you said, Mario, you have to pay for. And Luigi, I don't even think is in it. Like, at all.
Luigi getting the short end of the stick again.
Anyway, I think it's a failed attempt. Again, I think they touted numbers on this thing, saying it was like one of their most downloaded titles, but you'll see that fall off because it's free to download, but I'm not going to go back to it. Honestly, yeah. I'm not. It's not sitting right with me, so.
Nah, I'm done. Like, it was a plenty fine, kind of fun race, but then everything else around it's like, this isn't worth it. I don't want to. The race wasn't so fun that I would want to wade through this noise and nonsense. No. So.
No.
Oh, Nintendo, why?
I don't know why you did this.
Now, you know what else is $5 a month?
Oh, yeah? What?
Apple Arcade, friend.
See?
So, as opposed to a game, or at least, like, as opposed to some gambling mechanics in a game, you get all the games. All the games that exist on Apple. I'll sit now, which is... I'm so pleasantly surprised by this, because they announced it, and some you just thought about it and thinking... This sounds awful. Like, it's a subscription service for games. Like, here we go. Everything's going to be kind of divvied up. But you know what? Yeah. Especially on mobile, with the kind of quick, trigger-happy type experience that you can have with mobile, and the fascinating, the games that they're showing are utterly fascinating. The so, this, if anything, this is a, for $5, you will be able to experience... a world of super fascinating games, like really like interesting indie artistic titles that maybe you can't keep shelling out for. Like, these are games that look like, and I'll be clear, like, so this isn't, they're not just putting in like Clash of Clans as part of their
game. Right, right, yeah.
Like, these are actual games that would cost you like $4, $5, $6, like $3, which, you know, as a player and as a casual player, like, I can't shell out $20 or, you know, $20 a week just to try a bunch of like interesting little games.
Right. Even so like with a family, right? So you have multiple users. So this could actually work quite well.
So it's not, and the pricing too is surprising. It's like $5 is a real, that's a nice price. Like, that's not,
yeah,
that's an expensive coffee. So they didn't come in at like, I thought for sure it was going to be $20 a month. People just love that $19.99.
Maybe in the future it will be, but not right now, right?
Like, we're seeing something that looks like Marble Blasters, where like you have to like tilt your screen and like have a marble that's going down. We saw some RTS game that was playing Sonic Racers. They have a better actual full fledged like kart racing game than Mario
as part of their experience. Oh my god!
I'm not saying it's better. I'm saying of those two, Mario Tour for mobile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Versus a emulated version of Sonic Racers.
Yeah.
Those two products, Sonic Racers is probably better.
Oh, for sure.
And actually, the YouTuber we're currently watching, which shout out to Brian Tong, he was just doing a comparison. I think he was taking a jab at Mario's Gold Pass for the same price.
Well, no, they got some good killer games on here. Hot Lava, that's from the Flores Lava, that just released on Steam. Lego Brawls, Oceanhorn 2.
Yeah, they got this skateboarding one at the moment, which is like this trippy, futuristic, like he's pirouetting while in this crazy neon sci-fi future thing, which is like looks stunning. Like this type of experience, one we were just watching with the skateboard, that'd be great to try. Like, wouldn't it be a blast to just pick that up for a few nights and not have to sink like $6 into something that maybe you don't like?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And at first I think I was in the same boat as you, where like, you're not so sure. It's Apple. This is their first real venture, I think, into the gaming market, besides providing the platform for it. But looking at the quality of games, assuming more will be added almost each month or periodically, I'm not sure how that entirely works. But even from a development point of view, if I was a small developer and wanted to be putting out my game, this is kind of like, you know, like the PS Plus for that side, mm-hmm. where Rocket League took off because it was offered free for that month and got this huge user base, and then people buy into it. So even from a developer perspective, it could kind of sell games.
Yeah, it would just be interesting. Because think about the difficulty in getting somebody to try your game when they have to shell out $3, $4.
Oh, yeah, and the sea of apps that are out there, right? Like, just to get noticed.
Yeah, so the... Man, so I'll say this. I think this is going to be a new dad gaming challenge. Because what's really nice, too, is they're offering a free trial of Game Pass. I don't know if it's, like, 14 days or if it's, like, the first month.
I thought it was 30 days.
See, finally, my skateboarding game. We're showing one here called Skate City. I've been desperate for a new skateboarding game. Looks there like I go. Found it. That's only 2D, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah. On the go? Come on.
Maybe it'll work. So the looks a lot like Ollie Ollie, which I always thought looked really interesting. Yeah. But I would say this will be the Gaming Dad Challenge. Oh, that's a cool game.
That's a neat one. I was just about to say, I'm like, my kids would love that one.
So what we're currently watching, it's a beautiful artistic piece where you are painting with watercolor. And there's three various colors and then various other colors. So what you have to do is swipe through the colors to make the appropriate mixed ones.
Yeah.
So there's active triangles you have to enable by striking with the right color. So let's say one is orange, one is green, and then there's dots. And two of the dots would be yellow and red. So if you mix those two, you get the orange you need. But you can't cross each other like Snake.
Right.
So it's like super fascinating. Like I'll tell you, like I'm kind of... I want to make sure I keep talking because I'm kind of transfixed watching these gameplay videos because these look really cool.
So it's a good challenge. I think this is one of the challenges we'll actually like instead of like root beer beer.
I mean, like the... Yeah, there was really no winners on our hard root beer challenge.
No.
But I'll say this. This is interesting. Is it interesting enough that you would actually stay on the subscription? And I would put this out to any gaming dads. If you do the same and let us know, like I'd love to see how many gaming dads are kind of interested in this, because is this the right mix? Like,
yeah.
Price of a coffee? Would you keep a subscription to Apple Game Pass so that you could just try a bunch of really fascinating, beautiful games? And I'll mention too, now I think Android may have released the exact same type of thing.
Right.
For Google. Roughly the same price. They're competing on the same. So if you're on an Android device, try that service as well. We'd love to see the cross thing. But this would be an interesting dad challenge. Like Apple might have really come up with a winner here. Like I would not... Yeah, ask me a year ago, I would never guess.
No, yeah, never. But yeah, like you said, like this could be a good supportive... gaming subscription to what you already have existing, right? And again, on the go, keep the kids, you know, entertained in the car or at, I don't know, doctor's office of some sort, to have these games kind of just available. And even reading their page where it's family sharing, so anybody can share it. You can move from the iPad to iPhone to the Mac to the even Apple TV. It's all fluid. So there's no barriers that way. That solves a lot of issues for us with all the devices floating around. So I think this challenge...
Are you and I going to become a family, Jeff?
That's it. I think we should go under and move in, Trevor.
There you go.
Upstairs. But yeah, like tomorrow's October, the start of October. We could try 30 days and then yeah. I'll see if I can post every day just what we're playing, what the feeling is.
Oh, that would be very cool on our Instagram. And then like, we'd love to see from the community what else they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So Outlanders, I don't want to riff. So again, now we're watching a new video from Mr. Mac Wright. So he has listed out the 50 best Apple Arcade games. I want to just kind of record it. I'm going to try to speed up the video because I just want us to see a few of the examples. Just to give give a flavor of the type of stuff that they have here.
Okay.
So the previous one was like an art. So Floor is Lava. There's an RTS game. It looked like more like a Civilizations resource gatherer type thing. Let's see. I'm going to speed up the... So one is a underwater exploration one. So a side scroller. Looks a little bit Metroidvania. I think that's actually from... might be from Capcom.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay. They're on board.
Okay. Now this is a... physical object puzzler that we're currently looking at. So somebody's like taking physical objects in a backpack, like a tape deck, and screwing in each side physically, like kind of with their motions. So it's a neat. Yeah, we're not gonna do too many. Like, we're not gonna spend like the next 20 minutes. I do want to give a flavor. So okay, now this is a trippy sci-fi runner where you're just running forward and then you're swiping between lanes to collect everything. Previously on a motorcycle, then on a skateboard. We have the Legend of Zelda clone, Oceanhorn 2.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
Wow, that's like, I wanted to play this one. Like, it looked really cool, especially when I was without a Nintendo system.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I could really go for some Zelda right now. And this seemed like a good way to sneak in.
Yeah, it's going to feature over 150 games. It doesn't say when they're going to add more, but... that's enough to start.
Yeah, Frog Hopper, physics puzzle one. Wow, okay, so now you're rearranging text in books to make sure like the sentence makes sense. And look, it's taking it from books like Pride and Prejudice, so it's a kind of mind puzzler. Looks like we have a RPG, a full-fledged RPG. Yeah, JRPG, no less.
Yeah.
Cutscenes. Yep, battle systems just like Dragon Quest.
That's neat. Again, they have a lot of genres. Like, they kind of covered all the bases, right?
Everyone, man. There's an adventure mystery, so side-scrolling point-and-click adventure. Okay, we got the Ollie clone.
It looks... Well, I won't say better, just a different art style. But
see, the controller support one is interesting too, and we both have, you can apparently do it with a PS4 DualShock.
Yes, yes. That's what makes this all that more interesting, that if you did want to play with a controller, it is an option that's right there.
Okay, fighter, we got a really, really polished looking puzzler with hexagons. Wow, that goes fast. We have a Planet Risk looking like game. Oh, very cool. Got like a sprite animation. Jeez, I'd almost call this...
controller supported.
Dark Souls clone. What's this one like? That's a... you know the one that... the Indie Darling.
Yep.
The one before Inside.
Was it Inside, though?
Inside was their second one, their follow-up game. But you're playing around with shadows to...
What was it
called? The world looks like incredibly
Limbo.
Noir.
That's what it Limbo, was. That's the one. Looks identical.
See, Lego Brawls. So a Lego version of Smash Brothers.
Can you imagine?
That's okay, just three more, and then we're done. Another. See, okay, here's Sonic Racing. So the better kart racer on iOS. I'll say it. You did it, Sonic. You did it.
You beat Mario. It just took you.
You finally beat the plumber.
40 years, but. No ads, no additional purchases. That is on their site. So
okay, last two, and I promise we're going to stop. I'm gonna turn this on. I'm gonna watch the rest of this when this episode's done. Because I'm just curious now.
Spaceland. Okay, this
is Spaceland, which is a XCOM ripoff.
That's my cup of tea. I want that.
It's just a good mix with mobile. Wow, this is a really polished looking game. Yeah, oh, geez, with some JRPG elements. Very cool. Okay, we have
that's amazing.
Okay, this is a super animated, like a super charmingly animated sports game
In
the WarioWare type, where it's the best part is I'm listening. I'm imagining like listeners listening to this on audio.
Right.
It's like, okay, now next we have, we just stop and laugh. What is it?
I don't know. That's amazing.
So think about like chunky, unbelievably animation. Charming animated WarioWare sports game.
Yeah, like a little mini games.
So you're sliding your finger, you're tapping, you're shaking the device. Looks adorable and fantastic. See, but okay, you have to pay $4.99 for this game.
Right.
I have trouble playing it. $5 a month and I can just download and have a good time?
Yeah.
Dude, that's my jam. And you're probably going to find something you really adore and you want to keep on your device.
Exactly. Right? It's the...
Okay. I think we're down to the last one. We're wrapping up here. Okay, last one that we'll review.
We'll review. Oh my God.
Jeez. I think this is another point and click called Neo Cab. Yeah, so they're calling it an adventure game. Okay, so it's a talking... Yeah, so it's a talking point and click
like chat simulator. Cyberpunk-y kind of thing.
God, we could do that.
our challenge, we'll review what we can over 30 days.
Find any gems. Like I said... all gaming dads, reach out to us on any of our socials or our email. I would adore to hear some other feedback or any other gems that we can share. A, if it's a good service. If it's a bad service and you don't like it,
right?
Perfect. Tell us as well. But I got... that might be the sleeper hit. Like, this might be one of the sleeper hits for dad gaming. One of the greater ones that we've seen. $5.
It makes a good... I'm just even thinking with Christmas coming up. Good holiday gift certificate, you know, you get this for, you know, give dad a couple of months of Apple Arcade.
Yeah. What if it has a yearly dad subscription? A bad sweater, a shot of whiskey in this.
Right, and here you go. Go game on the go. Driving away.
While you're waiting for your kid to go to sleep.
That's right. Yeah. All too real.
AKA never.
Yeah.
Anyways, but as I said, so yeah, Gaming Dad challenge accepted. We're going to go try this out for the month. We'll report back as we find games weekly and keep an eye on our social. And we really want to hear from everybody. So write in, tell us what you find and your thoughts on it. Yeah. So thanks everybody so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you want to get a hold of us for that previous challenge or anything else that comes up, you can find us online at our website, newdadgaming.com, on Instagram, Facebook, and all the other social platforms. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and all the other podcasting services. Most importantly, if you're enjoying the show, we would absolutely adore a like and a rating and a pass along as we're trying to grow out and reach as many Apple Pass holding dads, gaming dads as possible. So until next week, my name is Trevor and I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old.
All right. See you next week.
See you in Apple Arcade.
Yeah.